In April 1974, the winters would grow shorter because the family headed south. They moved to the Washington, D.C. suburb of Chantilly in Fairfax County, Virginia. Johnny and Jimmy went to school at Brookfield Elementary, a half-mile walk away. Only 5 houses down the street from home was Brookfield Swim Club. It was here that the boys learned how to swim. Eventually, all 3 joined the swim team. They continued competitive swimming all the way through high school. They played their first football games in open space behind the fence of their backyard and caught crayfish in the creek that ran behind that. Living in Virginia put them closer to Gay's parents in Whitestone. John bought a small motorboat that he kept docked there during the summer. The 3 boys caught their first fish from this boat. March 4, 1978, John and Gay's 17th wedding anniversary, also marked the day that Gay's mother, Greenhow, passed away. She was 71. Later that year, it was back to Pennsylvania, this time to the Philadelphia suburb of Audubon, not far from Valley Forge. After 6 moves in 12 years, the merry-go-round stopped. This would remain John and Gay's home for the next 20 years. 1979 marked a milestone when Gay sought treatment for alcoholism. John bought a condominium in Ocean City, Maryland, where the family vacationed in the summer. John earned trips to more exotic locations for reaching sales quotas at his job. He and Gay got to go to Europe, Hawaii, and Alaska among the places. On one trip, John got to play the famed birthplace of golf, St. Andrews in Scotland. At home, John became an amateur antiques hunter at auctions. What did not wind up decorating the house, he often sold for handsome profits.
A lot of it was I bought old pieces of furniture and fixed them up for our house, you know, that we used, you know. Then I always thought it'd be fun. Again, this goes back to your grandmother. Your grandmother used to go to auctions. I'd go with her when I was a kid, and she'd buy stuff and bring it home, fix it.
In 1984, John Jr. graduated from Ethacton High School and followed his father's footsteps to Chapel Hill for college. 2 years later, Jim joined him at the University of North Carolina. With the 2 older boys gone, Alan began to grow up, literally and figuratively, and the third son of a third son got to bond more with his dad.
If you're asking for similarities, yeah, he was the third kid is more of a goof-off. I guess he's more extroverted, I don't know, but he's more of a goof-off. If you remember, Alan would talk to everybody. Jimmy said, he's got to be a lawyer, Dad. He talks to everybody, you know? So, and he was a goof-off. He wasn't a student.
Alan did go to college after his graduation from Ethacton in 1990. Not to North Carolina, but north to Mansfield University, near the border between Pennsylvania and New York. After 2 years, he dropped out to join the Army. But not before he met Jennifer Ray, who became John and Gay's first daughter-in-law when she and Alan married in August of 1996. They eventually settled in Fayetteville, North Carolina, where Alan had been stationed in the Army. After working as a medical technician, Alan went back to school, got his degree in computer sciences from Campbell University, and became a computer programmer. Jim's career also centered on computers, working as an applications analyst, troubleshooting computer problems. Away from work, he built computers. John Jr. worked as a TV news reporter and sportscaster at several stations. He later bought his own camera and began producing short documentaries. John and Gay had not steered any of their sons to their chosen careers.
Wanted them to be happy, do something they wanted to do, and be independent. You know, that's all. I wasn't looking for doctors. I was kind of hoping for a lawyer because they have a license to. Anyhow, and I offered to pay for law school, you know. So, but I don't have any disappointments.
John's own career ended in 1996 when he retired after 31 years with B.F. Goodrich, which by then was owned by Michelin. If retirement is not complete without grandchildren, Al and Jen obliged in November of 1997 when they had their first child, a baby boy they named Ian Parker McQuiston.
I'll tell you this, I was thinking about this the other day. When I first held Ian, he didn't wet me. and I literally felt my heart expand. I don't mean pound, pound, pound. I meant it felt like it was getting bigger, like it was making room, I suppose, in a way, for Ian to have a place with my 3 sons.
Also in 1997, John Jr. moved to Tampa, Florida to work for one of the TV stations there. The job came in part from help offered by one of the friends John Sr. had made during his travels in the tire business.
Well, you thought I was out working hard all the time or that I was a goof off. You found that, hey, you know, Dad knows a lot of people, a lot of places, you know.
John wanted to move to Florida, and having a son there gave him the ammunition he needed to convince Gay to come to the Sunshine State. They settled in Wesley Chapel, about 15 miles north of Tampa. John got part-time work at a local golf course, not for the money, but for the free golf employees got to play. And Gay volunteered at University Community Hospital in Tampa.
$6.40.
Look at that grin
wonderful?
On her face. Look at that grin on her
that
face.
That is just superb.
That was riding one more race. That's good. That's good. You can say you left a winner.
Okay.
Even if you're good about how much you spent. See you, John. We're leaving.
Okay. Thanks for coming.
Bye-bye.